younger, I wasn't. I thought about that. And when I was younger, it also was very difficult for me to raise my hands in church. Here, been going to grow up around it my whole life, but it was just sort of one of those things that I would rather stay just like this and protected and, like Brandon said, over in a corner and just leave me alone. But I, as I learned how to grow out of that, I thought more and more about it. You know, in every church, there's that part of the ministry as well. There's a part that starts, you know, it takes someone. If the song service is going and we're just singing, and then someone says, "Praise the Lord," that you listen for it. You listen for it. One person says it, then you'll hear another. Then you'll hear another. Then you'll hear another. Someone says, "Hallelujah," because you know what? It gives strength. It gives help to those others. Let me tell you someone I appreciate and admire very much, and that's Sister Ann McGowan. Whenever she's talking, that's a help. But where I have heard her so many times is when the ministry is up and they're giving forth the lesson. And, you know, I might even be zoned out. I might be listening, but, you know, really at Walmart shopping or something. And then Sister Ann McGowan might say something like, "Oh, Jesus," and that'll snap me out of it. And it's like, and then I realize, what did I just miss? Did I just miss the key? Did I just lose that doctrine? What happened? You know, and I don't know, it may have been nothing. But still, somewhere, for some reason, she was, what was she doing right there? She was backing up the ministry. At that time, she was like Aaron and her and was holding up the ministry's hands and saying, as long as I keep those arms up, something great is going to happen and we're going to win the battle. And that's what I want to be able to do here today. I want to lift my voice, Brother Andrew. I want to say, "Dear Lord, if I think that the service is going slow, well, you know what? I have the liberty to run around this church. I don't have that, I don't have the opportunity to truly sit under Brother Tucker's ministry because I was 4 when he passed. But I have heard something that I have appreciated for many years. And he said, hey, it's okay if there's a little bit of wildfire because there's plenty of wet blankets to put it out. So you know what? That's okay if there's a little bit of wildfire. That's okay. There's a plenty of order in here to get things back in line. But maybe it'll take a little bit of wildfire to get all of us a little roused up, to get all of us to realize how thankful and appreciative we are to be in the body of Christ, to have this message in our heart, to see that one day we will be a part of the ruling bride of Christ. Isn't that something to get excited about today? Is it a Wii? Is it a Nintendo? No, it's much greater than that. Is it the Razorbacks? Is it the Dallas Cowboys? No, it's eternal life. It's ruling and reigning with Him. And I just am thankful to be here.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Le doy gracias a Dios por estar aquí otra vez.
I'm so thankful to be here tonight and thank God.
Creo que es el propósito de Dios.
I think it was God's will for me to be here tonight.
De otra manera yo no estuviera aquí.
Otherwise I wouldn't be here.
Yo creo que Dios está preparando un pueblo.
I know God is preparing a city.
Está preparando una iglesia.
He's preparing a church.
Yo pienso que nosotros somos parte de esa iglesia.
And I think we're a part of that church.
Estamos en una preparación espiritual para ser redimido.
We're in a spiritual preparation to be redeemed.
Dios quiere una iglesia sin mancha y sin arruga.
God wants a church without wrinkle.
Dios
spot a wrinkle.
Pagó un precio con su único hijo unigénito.
He paid a price with his own only son.
Y si nosotros no estamos dispuestos a entender esas cosas y a padecer por ser parte de esa iglesia.
And se me olvidó.
Si nosotros no estamos dispuestos a padecer y ser parte de esa iglesia.
And we forget to be that we're a part of that church, right?
Yeah. Si no estamos dispuestos a ser parte de esa iglesia, creo que es como si no fuésemos. Creo que debemos de pagar un precio para ser parte de esa iglesia.
We need to pay a price to be a part of that church.
Un precio muy alto.
A very big price.
Yo estaba pensando ahorita en mi mente y hice un viaje en mi mente de lo que Cristo pasó.
I was taking a trip in my mind about what Christ went through.
Y yo pensé y llegué a un acuerdo en mi mente y dije, wow, ¿cómo es posible que una persona por amor a otra persona haya pasado tanto y haya preferido ser crucificado?
Wow, that's what he said. I was thinking in my mind, how could a person just go through so much because of all the love he had for us to give up his only son.
Solamente por una persona y por salvar a una iglesia.
Just to save one church.
Eso también nos debe de servir y nos enseña que nosotros también debemos de hacer esa clase de cosas.
And that's what he's doing. He's showing us to do that same thing that he did.
Es difícil.
It's difficult.
Es muy difícil,
very
pero
difficult.
Tenemos que hacerlo.
But we have to do it.
De otra forma, nosotros no vamos a ver a Dios tampoco.
Otherwise, we won't see Christ.
Dios es el camino.
God is the road. Jesus is the light or the road.
Yo quiero compartir esta cita bíblica con ustedes en Primera de Pedro. Capítulo 4, versículo 12.
4, chapter 4, verse 12. You'll put it up.
Dice, amados míos, no os sorprendáis del fuego que vendrá.
Yeah. Beloved, think it not strange.
Amados míos, no os sorprendáis del fuego que os vendrá.
Concerning the fury that trial which is to try you.
Sobre nosotros. Es fuerte. Automáticamente tú vienes al cuerpo de Cristo. Tú estás llamado a padecer por Cristo.
You came to the body of Christ.
A pasar un fuego para ser purificado.
To go through the fire.
Para ser parte de una iglesia redimida.
To be a part of the redeemed church.
Sadrach y Abednego pasaron, estuvieron en un horno de fuego para ser parte de esa iglesia también y vencer.
Okay.
Sadrach, Mesach y Abednego.
¿Qué es Sacrate?
No. Sadrach, Mesach y Abednego.
No, I'm sorry.
Shadrach,
Meshach, Abednego. Them guys. So yeah.
Yeah.
Shadrach. Okay, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
I never
heard of them in Spanish. I really haven't.
Yeah. Sadrach, Meshach, y Abednego estuvieron en un horno de fuego.
They had a trial, a fury trial.
Eso es un tipo del padecimiento que hay que pasar para ser parte del cuerpo de Cristo.
That's what they had to go through to be a part of the body of Christ.
Cuando nosotros entramos al cuerpo de Cristo en Santo Domingo, pasamos por muchas situaciones.
When at Santo Domingo, when we go through, we have to go through very, very fiery trials to be a part of the
nosotros,
body of Christ.
Nosotros al principio no entendíamos.
At first we didn't understand.
Pero
why.
Al tiempo fuimos entendiendo las cosas claras y soportando nuestro fuego para ser purificado porque nosotros somos oro.
And then we started understanding why we were going through all those.
Y si el oro no es,
gold.
Si el oro no es fundido, no es puro.
But the gold isn't tried, it's not pure.
Hoy yo estoy aquí para fundir mi oro.
I'm here to become gold.
Yo quiero serle fiel a Dios, yo quiero ser puro para Dios.
I want to be pure for God.
Y no hay otra forma que padecer por Cristo.
To be another form of Christ.
Dios ha hecho grandes cosas por nosotros. ¿Y qué nosotros nos podemos hacer por Él?
God has done so many great things for us. Why can't we do something back?
No ha dado la vida, no ha traído el cuerpo de Cristo hoy.
No, what?
no ha dado la vida.
Oh, I haven't given my life.
No ha traído al cuerpo de Cristo hoy, no ha dado un entendimiento entre toda la gente que hay en el mundo.
I haven't even given my understanding to the other people outside the body of Christ.
Si alguien se para aquí o tú vas a cualquier otra iglesia, tú entiendes lo que la gente está diciendo por el conocimiento que Dios te ha permitido conocer, y eso es una gracia de Dios.
Okay. This is too fast.
Si nosotros no le damos valor a lo que Dios nos ha dado a conocer hoy.
I don't know why I went blank. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Dios, si hoy en día Dios no ha dado un conocimiento a nosotros.
If God hasn't given us an understanding.
Si una persona se para aquí o tú vas a cualquier otra iglesia, tú sabes lo que la gente dice.
And if you don't, if a person comes here and doesn't understand.
Yeah, porque la gloria de Dios está sobre ti. Dios te ha dado un conocimiento sobrenatural entre todos los hombres.
Because God has given us an understanding for all.
Y si tú no le das valor a esa gracia que Dios ha puesto en ti, tienes que revisarte.
Valor, sí. What is it?
Valor. Si no aprecias, si tú no aprecias.
Power.
Yeah. Si tú no aprecias, o sea, valorar, sí.
If you don't appreciate what you have.
Yeah. Tú puedes tener problemas con Dios y ser excluido de la gracia de Dios.
And you can get out of God's grace.
Hoy yo no quiero ser excluido de la gracia de Dios. Yo sé que vienen momentos que pensamientos llegan a mi mente y me hace sentir fastidiado.
Sometimes in my mind I don't feel forgiven.
Y me siento así extraño, pero yo me paro y le digo, Señor, no me dejes sentir esa clase de cosas.
And I start feeling strange. I say, Lord, please don't let me feel this.
Saca todo espíritu contrario a ti de mi vida.
Lord, get everything out that's not your spirit out of me.
Siempre déjame tener un espíritu de alabanza y de adoración hacia ti.
Please let me have a spirit of worship.
Yo quiero que tú me uses, quiero que tú me guardes.
I want you to save me, to keep me.
Quiero hacer tu voluntad en todo momento.
I want to do your will.
Quiero que cuando yo hable salga fuego por mi boca y la gente y el que esté enfermo pueda ser sanado.
I want to have fire in when I talk about you, Lord,
cuando,
so that people can feel my spirit.
Cuando Juan y Pedro iban entrando a la puerta de la hermosa.
When Peter was going through the doors of the prison.
Hermosa. Sí, se encontraron con el cojo.
And they encountered. Do y'all know who I was talking about, Peter?
El cojo. Cuando Juan y Pedro iban entrando a la puerta de la hermosa.
John and Peter.
Iban entrando a la puerta de la hermosa.
What's hermosa? Hermosa is beautiful.
The gate called beautiful.
Okay.
A la puerta de la hermosa.
That's why it didn't make sense.
Okay. El cojo le pidió una limosna.
El who?
El cojo que estaba en la puerta de la hermosa le pidió
somebody
una limosna.
Was by the door.
Le pidió una limosna. Pero Pedro tenía el entendimiento de que él tenía algo más precioso que es que una moneda que podía quizás saciarle una hambre natural a ese cojo.
But when he asked him for that, Peter knew he had something more precious than just an alms.
Él le dijo, no tengo plata ni oro, pero más lo que tengo te doy.
I don't have silver or gold, but I have something more special.
Hoy yo quiero tener esa actitud que donde quiera que yo vaya, yo le pueda decir al mundo, yo tengo algo más precioso que dinero.
And I have more precious than money. I have God.
Yo tengo el entendimiento de la palabra de Dios.
I have the understanding of the word of God.
Tengo la gracia sobre mí.
I have God's grace over
me. Y cuando yo le de lo que Dios me ha dado y me ha dado para conocer y entender, pueda ser sanado.
And what God has given me, I can get healed.
De verdad, si nosotros no entendemos estas cosas y arreglamos nuestras vidas,
and if we don't understand these things to straighten out our lives,
y ponemos nuestras vidas en conocimiento a Dios y en corazón abierto para entender los misterios del reino,
and we have to keep our hearts open for God's mercy.
Árbol que no da fruto será cortado.
Trees that don't produce fruit could be cut.
Yo no quiero ser cortado.
I don't want to be cut.
Yo no quiero que ninguno de ustedes sean cortados.
I don't want neither of you to be
Por
cut.
Eso hoy yo le digo estas clases de cosas.
That's why I have to say these things.
Yo quiero que ustedes entiendan dónde está mi mente, hacia dónde va mi corazón, hacia dónde va mi entendimiento.
I just want y'all to know where my mind is at, where my understanding is going.
Yo sé que cada uno de nosotros actuamos conforme a nuestros conocimientos.
I know each one of us has a different understanding and confirmation.
Conforme a nuestros conocimientos. Nosotros actuamos
to our understanding.
Conforme a como nosotros entendemos.
Yes.
Pero yo soy un tipo de persona que siempre
But I am one person.
Yo soy un tipo de persona que siempre me gusta escudriñar y siempre tratar de serle lo más fiel a Dios de lo que más yo pueda entender en mi vida.
I'm the type of person that I just want to learn more and be faithful to God.
Creo que eso me ha ayudado mucho y me ha dado la gracia de Dios sobre mí.
God has given me a lot of grace.
Yo le voy a decir una cosa.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Cuando yo venía para acá, para Little Rock, Arkansas,
when I was coming to Little Rock,
yo viajé por Florida, por Fort Lauderdale.
I went to Florida.
Yeah. Y cuando yo llegué al aeropuerto a las 11 de la mañana,
when I got to the airport, 11 o'clock,
yo, ninguna persona me había ido a recoger al aeropuerto todavía hasta las 4 de la tarde.
Nobody was there to pick me up till 4 o'clock that afternoon.
Y yo sin dinero y sin nada, yo dije, Señor, ¿qué yo voy a hacer?
And I was there without any money and I said, Lord, what am I going to do?
Había un señor ahí cerca y yo le expliqué mi problema.
There was a man close by and I told him my problem.
Dos personas, había una persona mayor y otro jovencito.
I was an older man and a younger man.
Y yo dije, wow, yo no tengo nada más que hacer. Y él me dijo, bueno, yo soy taxista.
And I said, I don't know what to do. And he says, well, I'm a taxi driver.
Yo dije, bueno, si tú me puedes llevar, yo te pago.
Well, I told him, if you take me, I'll pay you.
Él me dijo, yo te voy a cobrar para donde tú vas. Yo tenía la dirección y él me dijo, yo te voy a cobrar $80 para yo llevarte ahí.
And he told me he would charge me $80 where he was going to take me.
Y yo dije, Dios mío, ¿cómo yo voy a pagar eso?
And I said, Lord, how am I going to pay that?
Yo dije, pero yo me voy.
But I'll go.
Y cuando yo me fui con él y llegamos a la casa del pastor, la casa estaba cerrada y no había nadie.
When I got to the house I was going to, the pastor wasn't there, nobody was there.
Yo dije, Dios mío, ahora yo voy a tener que pagar más dinero para otro sitio que me vaya a llevar.
And I said, oh Lord, I'm going to have to pay more money to another place.
Y yo no tengo dinero.
And I don't have any money.
Bueno, yo fui paciente.
I was very patient.
Y le pedí dirección a Dios y que me mostrara cuál era su propósito.
And I asked God, Lord, what is your will?
Y quedé hablando con ese joven de la Biblia. Las 5 de la tarde, el joven dice, vamos para mi casa, junto con su...
And I kept talking to the young man about God, about the word of God, and at 5 o'clock the young man said, let's go to my house.
Tú no has comido, tú necesitas bañarte, necesitas dormir un poco.
You haven't eaten, you need to eat, you need to take a bath. Come to my house.
Yo le dije, okay, vámonos.
Okay, let's go.
Me dio comida.
He gave me food.
Me dejó dormir en su casa.
Let me sleep.
Y cuando yo me paré, yo empecé a hablar de la Biblia con él.
And then I started speaking more of the Bible to him.
Después me dijo, tú no tienes que pagarme nada.
And then he said, you don't have to pay me anything.
Nada.
Nothing.
Eso es la gloria de Dios.
That's the glory of God.
Ese es el precio que yo he pagado por esto.
That's the price I have to pay for this.
Por tener un entendimiento de la palabra de Dios.
To have an understanding of the word of God.
Cuando tú tienes el conocimiento de la palabra de Dios, Dios tiene misericordia de ti.
When you have knowledge of the word of God, he has mercy.
Y te abre puertas.
And he opens doors.
Que tú piensas que están cerradas para ti.
When you think they're closed to you.
Eso es una gracia para mí.
That's a miracle to me.
Una persona que yo no en ese tiempo yo no estaba avanzado en el inglés como estoy ahora.
At that time I didn't speak no English at all.
Nada de inglés.
Nothing.
Y esa persona me agarró y yo dije, Dios mío, yo no conozco a este extraño.
And I said, Lord, I don't know any of these people.
Pero tú tienes el control de todo.
But you have control of everything.
Dios puede, cuando, eso es lo que yo entiendo, lo que pasó también cuando Juan y Pedro le hablaron al cojo. A ese taxista, yo le dije, yo tengo algo más precioso que de lo que yo te puedo pagar.
It's just like what we said earlier about Paul. I told that taxi driver, I have something more valuable than money.
Yo creo que tú tienes que pagar un precio más caro de lo que tú me estás cobrando a mí.
Because I think you have to pay a price more higher than what you're charging.
Para tú tener el entendimiento de lo que yo tengo.
Have the understanding that I have.
Y Gracias al Señor, todo salió muy bien.
Glory to God, everything turned out good.
La gracia de Dios me acompañó desde el principio hasta el final.
Grace of God was with me to the beginning to the end.
En los días que yo he estado aquí, yo he recibido mucho de Dios.
The days that I've been here, I've been receiving so much from God.
He aprendido cómo servir a Dios cada día más, cómo referirme hacia la adoración, cómo adorar a Dios cada día más.
I've been learning every day how to worship God every day.
Y cada día más yo quiero seguir perfeccionando todas esas clases de cosas que me relacionan con lo que es Dios.
And every day I want, when I go through stuff, I want to go through them the right way with God's help.
Yo sé que es difícil como joven.
I know it's difficult being young.
Porque los placeres de la vida atacan a la mente y a la carne.
The pleasures of the world attack your mind and your body.
Y yo he recibido muchas tentaciones,
and
pero
many temptations.
Pero gracias a la gloria de Dios y a su gracia me ha permitido soportar esas tentaciones.
But thank God for his love and mercy, he's kept me away from them.
Yo creo que esa es una de las razones de que Dios me ha permitido llegar a donde yo estoy en él.
And I feel that's one of the reasons that God has permitted me to be where I'm at.
Yo siempre he tratado de tener una disposición hacia él.
I have a disposition.
Disposición.
Disposición. Yeah.
Disposición. Y Dios, y eso es lo que me ha seguido ayudando, a que Dios me ha abierto puerta, me ha permitido estar aquí con ustedes, me ha bendecido en gran manera.
God has opened many doors, he's permitted me to stay here to be a blessing.
Solo por su gracia.
Only through his grace.
Porque él conoce mi corazón,
he knows my heart.
Él sabe mi sentimiento, él sabe lo que yo quiero.
He knows what I'm feeling, what I need.
Sabe a qué lugar yo quiero llegar en él.
He knows what place I want to be in him.
Yo a esto le digo, a veces yo le digo que es, yo sé que la envidia es mala.
I know that envy is not good.
Pero yo tengo una envidia buena porque yo quiero ser como Dios.
But I have a good envy because I want to be like God.
Yo quiero ser como Dios.
I want to be like God.
Y todo lo que me pueda impedir servir a Dios, yo lo voy a sacar fuera de mi vida.
Everything that I, God has, ¿cómo?
Todo lo que me pueda impedir servir a Dios, yo lo voy a sacar fuera de mi vida.
Everything that I,
todo lo que me impida.
Me impida. Uh-huh. Everything he has given me, I want to give back to the Lord.
Todo lo que me impida servir a Dios, yo lo voy a sacar
serve
fuera
God
de mi vida.
I want to do it outside my life.
Fuera de mi vida. Yo he sacado muchas cosas ya.
I've learned so many things.
Yo quiero cargar mi cruz.
I want to carry my cross. Bear my cross.
Y estoy cargando mi cruz.
And I'm bearing my cross.
Yo entiendo de un significado de la cruz.
I know the significance of the cross.
Mi espíritu va correcto hacia arriba. Mi vida espiritual quiere ir correcto hacia arriba, entonces las cosas malas vienen contrario así.
When a spirit goes up straight, and here comes a bad spirit right through it.
Ese es el significado de la cruz.
That's the significance of the cross.
Eso es lo que yo entiendo por cargar la cruz.
That's what I think of carrying the cross.
Y yo la voy a cargar.
And I'm going to carry it.
Yo la voy a cargar. Yo le seré fiel a Dios hasta el final.
I'm going to be faithful to the end.
Yo voy a hacer todo lo que tenga que hacer en mí para yo serle fiel a Dios.
I want to do everything I can to be faithful to him.
Yo no tengo nada más que decir, solo le quería hacer saber estas cosas.
I don't have any more thing to say, but I just wanted to share these few words with you.
Dios le bendiga.
God bless you. So, well, I have the microphone. I just wanted to apologize. I know that I'm Spanish descent, but you know, as a lot of people know, that the dialects are different, you know, in words. Thanks to Brother Smith, he's been around that more than I have. I mean, I haven't been there at all, but he knows a lot of stuff, words that I don't know from there. And so I apologize, Joel, for if I messed up some of your words, but I know that I know that God had me here for that reason. Just like I had that dream that time that I told Brother Smith that I interpreted for this man, and I never seen him, and all of a sudden when he came to church, there he was. I was like, oh my God, that it scared me, because I said, God, what do you want me to do? Because I always felt like it wasn't my place to do that, you know, a woman's place. And But, you know, God showed me that, you know, right now that's what I'm the only one here that can do it. So I'm willing, like Brother Smith was saying, you know, pray to be willing. Well, I am ready, willing, and able to anything that God wants me to do. If I'm able to do it, I want to do it. I don't want to be ashamed or scared. And I know he'll help me. And I want to go back to something that Sister Rhonda was talking about, earrings. I mean, I can really relate to that. Sister Rhonda, I mean, I was one of those fanatics that bought earrings to match your clothes. I'm talking about colorful. That was back in the 60s, you know. You yellow with yellow, orange and orange, you know. I mean, I look like a go-go girl and big old hoops and all that. And but then I started wearing little ones. I wouldn't wear the big ones to church, but I was 16, you know. But I wear the little ones. But then one day I was putting one on, and I started shaking, and one fell in the drain. I go, oh, man, one of my favorite ones. I went and got another pair. I had a lot of them. And I went and I got another pair, and I put another one on, and it fell. I'm like, and then all of a sudden, it's like a shiver just went through my body. And I said, oh, God, do you want me to give them up? Is that what you're trying to tell me? I said, I'd rather give that earring, sell them or something, instead of losing them all down the drain. So is that what you want? I'll do it, Lord. But please, Lord, take that desire away from me, because I do love to wear them. And he didn't have to take long, because the holes, they closed up on my ear. I couldn't put any more after. I mean, that was unusual, because usually they would take a long time for them to close, but it was like a month or so they were closed. And so, you know, that was easy for me. But I mean, he took that desire, and also like he took a desire like that. I asked for desires for different things, like the Bible, you know. I just started, like, when Brother Lineker was here, and I didn't, you know, like Renee was saying, you know, you read it, but you don't know what you're reading. So therefore, I didn't have that desire. So he started telling us, pray for God to give you that desire to want to read the Bible, to want to pray to the. And I did. I mean, I was really faithful at that. And I said, Lord, I really do want to know more about you. I want to read the Bible. Please give me that desire. And he did, and he started. And I started reading, and then I started watching the Bible movies, and it made it more interested. I was like, oh, wow, let me go read that, you know. And it seems like I understood it better. Just like right now, I read again, you know, about Joseph, you know, and I was watching it, and it just made it so much, you know, more interested. And I go back and read, and I got Ruth. I got a lot of the Bible, like Esther, Song of Solomon, all them movies. And so I read them when I read the Bible, books of the Bible. I wish I had every book, but I don't. But anyways, I totally, you know, understand, you know. I was younger then too, you know. And I realized that we have to make a commitment. And I have to make a, I'm trying to get away from saying we, because this is my, between me and God. And I have to, and I have made, you know, commitments. And I want to keep them, because if I fall, you know, I just got to get up, not give up, just get up and dust myself. And I appreciate each of the youth, because they all, I mean, they encourage me when they get up and talk, and I want to hear all of y'all. Even like when Sister Ruth got up and said all she said, but that was good. She was, we know that she's glad that she's here, you know. That was a blessing. And and I know that they can sing, and we got some girls that can really sing. And at one time, long, long time ago, you know, I had a voice. And so remember, girls, you won't always have that beautiful voice, you know. So please use it while you can now. And same with the dancing. Oh, my goodness. Brenda knows. I was one of there just, whoo, everywhere, all over the floor. I can't anymore. I mean, I can jump like this, you know, but I can't anymore. And God knows, if I did, I'd probably lose some weight. And if I'd be up there like I used to, because I used to be small. But anyways, I just want to encourage you youth that, you know, let you know that we are looking at you, that you are doing a good job. When we were the youth back years ago, you know, we had encouragement. We had a lot of youth, but we didn't have as much attention like y'all are getting. And that is good, because we needed it, but we didn't get it as much. You know, we had a lot of youth, yeah, but we didn't have a lot of activities. Like, I thank God for Andrew and Brittany, because they take time out of their lives to bring the youth to their house and have little get-togethers and stuff. And that's very good, because we didn't have that. So I appreciate, you know, Brother Smith and everyone that's being a part of this, and I am so thankful that I'm a part of the body of Christ, a part of this church. And one of the things that I didn't say the other night, because everything was going through my mind so fast about the crazy deal, when I told the doctor, I forgot, I said, you, when I was leaving, this was after I passed, okay, I said, you know what, if you come to my church and you see the way I act sometimes, you'd think I was crazy. And I said, not just me, but you probably lock everybody up in our church. And he said, what kind of church you go to? I said, Pentecost. And oh yeah, I've heard of y'all. Okay, so I said, well, you come see us sometimes. But anyways, I'm like that sister came to, I'm crazy for the Lord, and I want to, that's okay. And like that brother was saying, you know, I'm glad I'm not really normal, because, you know, people out there don't think we're normal. So that, but according to the Social Security, I'm normal. You know, at least I'm normal somewhere. But I thank God again. Thank you for putting up with me, and I love you, all you young people. Y'all are very encouraging.
Realizes how well you're looked upon. I God bless me. I got to go to Mount Carmel, and it was to see all the youth there and all the young ones. That's going to be, we're going to be, when we're older. I know I'm old, but I mean even older. These are the ones that's going to be taken over. They're the ones that's going to carry it on, and everyone there at the it was just great. But I do want to say for the youth here, you are a light. And you are a lighthouse that sits up there, because I've heard several comments. They didn't know I was from Little Rock. And I heard them talking about the Little Rock youth meeting and this and that and everything about the Little Rock. And they didn't know where I come from. And I just think the youth is just doing a wonderful job. They're very awesome. And God has got his hand upon them. And I know, I can tell. And I just want to thank the Lord for allowing me to come back. I'm glad to be here, and I love all y'all, and I missed you so much, more than I can even express how much I missed y'all. And it feels so good, and I am overwhelmed. I know I may not be showing very much emotion, but inside I'm just bubbling. I just feel so great, and I just love all of y'all, and I just love the Lord.
Okay, everybody here has gotten up. Yeah, we'll get her up later. No, but there's like two different times that I was like, oh, I gotta get up, and then I didn't. Anyways, but because it was something that she had said, and then you had touched on, and then something that, oh God, you didn't take me off. Anyways, that Brittany had said, and well, first I'm going to touch on that so I don't forget. But I remember feeling the same way about reading the Bible, and I remember talking to Philip about it. It's like, yeah, well, if I had your brain in my head and I knew what it was saying, it's like another language, you know. Like, I don't know all the these, thous. I didn't even like Shakespeare. Anyways, no. But, sorry. Anyways, but, so one day he was like, just start reading and start praying, because, you know, he had prayed for more knowledge and understanding and everything on the Word. And so I was like, Lord, I just want to know what it's saying. You know, I just want to understand what, you know, what it's telling me. Well, anyway, so, and I remember my first revelation that, hey, I mean, I don't know if you guys have preached on it like a million different times, but my first revelation on me reading something and being like, whoa, it was on repentance. It was seriously on repentance, what true repentance was. I had always thought that, I mean, and you're taught, like, growing up, I came in whenever I was 16, and I was always taught repenting, they would tell you what to say, you know, I mean, not whenever I was 16, but whenever I was little, and they would say, you know, repent for your sins. So basically that was saying, I'm sorry for everything that I did, right? But no, that's not what it was, because in there it was saying, it was talking about, I think it was a part whenever he was talking to Abraham or whatever, I don't remember, but it said, and the Lord repented. So I'm sitting here saying, what? The Lord repented, you know, why? Like, he didn't sin, what did he do? And then so it's like it really, I started really studying it, and then I found that it means turn from your ways. True repentance, you're not having to say anything. You don't even have to say anything to truly repent for something. You turn from your ways. You go the other way. Whenever you're doing this and it's wrong to repent, you just turn. You don't have to say anything. And so I want to encourage, you know, when you don't understand what you're reading, I promise that it you will understand it. Something's going to hit you, and then that just, you know, like, I don't remember who was saying it, but anyway, I have a very short-term memory. Right, yeah, that means that you don't remember very much for very long. Yeah, that's me. Anyway, so, like, I sit here and I, like, totally forget what I'm saying. But I don't remember who was saying it, but that, you know, whenever you pray for that hunger, that God's gonna give that to you. So I'm just saying that it happened to me, and believe me, if it happened to me, it's going to happen to anybody and everybody. But another thing, I wanted to give a little bit of my testimony on whenever I came in, whenever I was 16, you know, it truly was the love. I mean, I remember that there were several times that it's just crazy. I don't know. I was like a weird teenager, seriously. So all I have to say, Brandon, is you need to pick, if you want somebody to talk to at your church, and I'm not lying to you, you need to pick the one that looks the worst. The one that looks like, you know, they're just out there and they're trying to get all this attention and they're just so far out there. Because, I mean, I was like, I did weird stuff. I said weird stuff. It was just like, I wanted to be different. It's just like, I don't, you know, you do this, I want to do something else, you know. And, I mean, honestly, people probably would have thought that there was no hope for me. I mean, seriously. But anyways, whenever I went in there, it was the youth. Honestly, there was not a lot of them. Seriously, like, my best friend was Amber Mauser. If you guys know her, I was 16 and she was 11, okay? Seriously, and it was like, she was my best friend, you know? I didn't have anybody else to hang out with. But anyways, yeah. Yeah, so that's what's wrong with me. No, okay. She's grown up and I'm still there. No. But anyways, so I would hang out with them. That's what they did. I never knew. I didn't know that there was, like, you know, a method to their madness or anything. But every time they were going somewhere, and it would just be, honestly, hanging out with, like, with older people. We would go over to their house and we might play a few games. And, I mean, as simple as that. Nobody was trying to, like, force anything on me. Nothing. It was showing me love. It was giving me something else to do when I had nothing. Because whenever you have nothing to do, you're probably going to find trouble to get into yourself. You're going to do something. You're going to find something to do. Believe me, I know with two kids now that they get quiet and it gets bored in the house. Yeah, they're into something. Hannah's pouring chocolate milk on our new carpet or something. You know, something's going on. But anyways, that's what, with me, it was the constant having something to do. It wasn't just necessarily something big that we were doing. It was just that we were getting together. And it started, and then they invited me to a youth meeting. You know, and I had seen the Spirit move before there. It was a small assembly, you know. But I had seen the Spirit move and everything. We got a Mount Carmel youth meeting. That's where I got the Holy Ghost. I was like, I had never seen it like that ever. You know, and I even went to an Assembly of God church, and I hadn't, it was never like that, you know. Well, anyways, and it was Brother Shay Mauser was asking me, he was like, you want to go up for prayer, don't you? And I was like, no, not really. I promise you, I was not feeling nothing. I was just like, okay, you know, I wasn't scared or anything, but I was just, it was different. I had never seen that many kids, and I didn't know what they were doing. Honestly, I didn't know what was going on up there. And mind you, I had only been in church like 1 month. Like, we had went, wasn't it, for, it was about a month. Yeah, November, and it was in December. Anyways, and so he was like, no, Jennifer, you know you want to go up there. You're feeling something. Don't hold back. And I was like, really? I don't feel anything, you know. But I didn't say that to him. I was just like, yeah, okay. And then something, I heard a voice in my head. Seriously, it's like I hear voices all the time. But no, but this one was like not the normal voice, you know. And no, really, I'm not schizo. But anyway, so, and it was saying, well, why not? Why would you not go? What's it going to hurt, you know? I had been prayed for there like several times, which I didn't really know what I was getting prayed for. I just knew, God, yeah, I need help, you know. So just pray for me some more. Can you stay a little longer? No, anyway, so I went up there, and I think that they had, I don't know if it was Brother Farmer or someone from his church, because I never even saw the person. Like, my eyes were closed before I even got there. I don't know. It's like I just automatically knew what to do. I don't know. Anyways, but, I mean, my experience of getting the Holy Ghost is like, I mean, like, I totally blacked out. Like, I was imagining, he was talking to me about, I don't know why I'm even talking about this, but anyways, he was talking to me about imagining myself in a room. And I did, I'm like, hey, I'm doing whatever he said. I don't even know what's going on. Whatever he's telling me to do, he's going to know if I'm not doing it. Anyways. So I imagined myself being in a room, and he was like, and I don't know what all else he said, but he was basically telling me that, like, I hear a knock at the door. I mean, I don't, he said, like, a lot of other stuff. I don't know, and I don't know if this has ever happened to anybody. I have no idea. But he told me, he said, that's Jesus standing there, and he's beckoning you. He's saying, let me in. And he said, all you have to do is just go over there and open that door. And I visualized myself open that door. And you guys, I am not Storian in the least. And whenever I opened the door, I saw this white light come to me. And whenever that happened, it's like, I'm not lying, I couldn't hear anything around me. And then all of a sudden, I could hear a really loud voice, and it was me. And I did not even know that. I'm not even saying that. And they said that I had been, and then immediately when I heard myself, I quit. And I was like, what's going on? And they said, you've been speaking in tongues for like 15 minutes. And I don't remember any of it. I'm like, when did that happen? You know, it was crazy. And I did not sleep the rest of that night. I mean, my eyes didn't, I was just laying in bed, and I was just like, I hope this stays. I hope it doesn't go away. Because I didn't understand anything about it. I mean, I remember asking my mom when we went to an Assembly of God church. I saw a lady up there, and she was speaking in tongues. And I said, Mom, what is she doing? And mind you, I was partying. You know, I was going out drinking. I had a sister that was older than me, and I did whatever with her. And so I had connections to do things without my mom even knowing. She was thinking I was safe. So, you know, parents, watch your kids. But anyways, no, seriously, I mean, you never know. But anyways, and I told my mom, she said, well, that's the Holy Ghost. And I said, well, how do you get it? You know, and she was like, well, it's a gift, you know, from God. We didn't understand a whole lot about it. We never heard anything about it, you know. And she was like, and I said, well, how do you get it? And she was like, well, I don't know. It's just a gift from God, you know. And she's like, I don't know a whole lot about it. And I said, Mom, that's what I have if I'm ever going to make it, because I need more. I need more than what I have, because I don't have any strength within me to do, you know, what's right. I don't, you know, because it wasn't necessarily that I was in with the in crowd, but it's just like, I really, you know, I wasn't, you know, I would do things that I wanted to do. I hung out with my sister like all the time, you know, and I would hang out with her friends and everything, and I would fall into peer pressure very easily. Like, here I was, this loud, obnoxious person, like, I don't care what anybody else thinks. This is who I am. You like it or you don't. Go on. I don't need you. You know, I put on that persona, but that's really not who I was, you know. And so it's like, that's, and my mom knows who I am, and she knows me. And that's what I told her. I said, Mom, that's what I have to have. You know, I need something stronger in me. I need something that is there, that is sure, that is going to, I need something to help me. If anybody, if that's just for people that really need it, well, you know, give it to me, because I really need it. I mean, you know, I want to make it, but I just knew if there was ever a chance for me, that that's what I had to have. And I'm not going to ramble forever, but that's what I felt like saying earlier, and then that's what I felt like saying again. Anyway, so I'm done.
The youth, I know they practiced a song. Maybe they could sing it for us.
Thinking of everything that's been said in the service today and everything, and I was thinking of the scripture that Brother Smith was reading about, Jesus told us, his disciples, to watch and pray, and how the spirit was willing but the flesh was weak. And I was thinking how just what Jesus went through that night, of all the stress and agony that he went through, of knowing what he was going to have to do, and that he sweated drops of blood, and just the sacrifice that he was willing to give up his life so that we have what we have today. And I just was thinking, just just how wonderful that is to be that willing, that he loved us that much, and that how the service has been today. Of if we could just be willing, that's all he wants, is willing vessels to use. And how each, like everybody has said tonight, each and every one of us, he's called us here for a purpose. And I'm just thankful that we have this opportunity to be here and to have this wonderful truth of God that we take for granted each and every day. When you're raised in the body, you think, well, you know, how do I know this is the best? I don't know anything else, but this is the best. And like they said, where else could we go to have this peace in our lives? And I'm just thankful for what Christ has done for all of us.
Thank you. are things in your life you think you can't forgive, but He'll forgive and forget, my friend, and show you how to
live. Thank you.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I appreciate our youth tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The ushers are telling me that the roads are icing over out there. So I want you to go ahead, you know, so you can get home. But be careful on your way home, especially on the bridges. And so that evidently there's some moisture out there, and I'm going to be really careful going home. Let's give God a praise before we go. Precious Lamb of God, we love you tonight, Lord. Thank you for your goodness, oh God. Thank you for our youth, oh God. Give them a special touch to start this year out, oh God. The strength and the willingness, oh God. We ask you, Lord, to stir up our hearts and help us have a willingness and a desire to serve you in a greater way. Amen, amen. All right. God bless you. You're dismissed. Shake hands and be friendly. You